From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Artie Johnson reporting. More negotiations as the deadline gets closer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Switzerland as attempts continue to reach an Iranian framework nuclear deal by a Tuesday deadline. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The French and German ministers joined a series of meetings Saturday, holding private sessions with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and consulting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. France, Germany, and the United States are three of the six countries designated by the UN Security Council to conduct these talks. The British, Russian, and Chinese foreign ministers are expected to join the final push to the deadline in the coming days. Officials describe the talks as tough and difficult. They say agreement is possible, but not guaranteed. The key goals of the talks, which started 2 years ago, are to verifiably limit Iran's nuclear program to ensure it cannot quickly build a nuclear weapon, and to end economic sanctions against it. Al Pessin, VOA News, Luzon.
Arab leaders at a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels backed by Iran withdrawn from territory they have seized and surrender. Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, addressing the Arab League summit a day earlier, called the Shiite opponents puppets and stooges of Iran. For its part, Iran contends it's not backing the Shiite forces in Yemen. Somali security forces have ended the deadly hotel siege by al-Shabaab militants in the capital of Mogadishu. Somalia's information minister says 20 people altogether were killed, including soldiers, hotel security guards, six civilians, and all six attackers, while another 28 were wounded. This is VOA News. The second day of unplanned voting is underway in Nigeria after officials held up polling in some areas because of technical glitches and long delays. VOA's Ann Look reports from Abuja.
Despite the issues, millions were able to vote Saturday in what many agree is Nigeria's most hotly contested presidential and parliamentary race ever. The ruling PDP party is facing an unprecedented challenge from the new APC opposition party, amid a faltering economy and the six-year Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast. President Goodluck Jonathan's main challenger is ex-military ruler and APC candidate Muhammadu Buhari. The mood was calm at many polling units. There was a sense of determination, of excitement. Ann Look, VOA News, Abuja.
Thousands of mourners paid respects today to Singapore's late founder Lee Kuan Yew. The former foreign minister who led the island nation from 1959 to 1990 died Monday at the age of 91. Mohammed Amir is a resident of Singapore who turned out to mourn.
I guess maybe it's a sign that it's a good sign, I suppose, that everyone is together here in this very somber moment, but rejoicing, I suppose, and giving thanks to everything that he's done for us.
There is much praise for Mr. Lee, but also criticism for his authoritarian style. The co-pilot of that German Wings passenger jet, who investigators believe intentionally crashed the plane Tuesday in the French Alps, was worried about health problems, according to an ex-girlfriend of Andreas Lubitz. German authorities say they found doctor's notes in Lubitz's home indicating he suffered from an illness that should have grounded him on the day of the crash. Philip Bramley's son was on the plane.
What happened on the morning of the 24th of March was the act of a person who, at the very least, was ill. If there was a motive or a reason, we do not want to hear it. It's not relevant. What is relevant is this should never happen again. My son and everyone on that plane should not be forgotten.
German Wings declined to comment Saturday when asked whether the company was aware of any health problems Lubitz might have had, but it said he had passed all required medical checkups. Pope Francis began Holy Week leading up to Easter, celebrating Palm Sunday before thousands in St. Peter's Square today. The holiday marks Jesus' triumphant return to Jerusalem when his followers laid palm fronds down in his path and comes
Pensiamo
1 week before Christians believe his crucifixion.
All'umiliazione di quanti per il loro comportamento.
As the leader of the Roman Catholic Church spoke, many of the faithful clutched palm fronds during the observance. Tourists from around the world annually pour into Rome for the week-long celebration preceding Easter. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.